Hi, and welcome to the radio version of DC Public Safety. I'm your host, Len Sipes. At our microphones today is Alexander Portillo. He is with the Domestic Violence Unit. He is a community supervision officer. And Alexander, welcome to DC Public Safety.
Thank you, Mr. Sipes.
Now, you're with the Domestic Violence Unit, and we got to set up the Domestic Violence Unit a little bit. And then I want to go on to some unique aspects, because some of the other radio shows we've done covered the Domestic Violence Unit, but in essence, you have a small, fairly small caseload, and what we do is we supervise the dickens out of people who are on that caseload, but at the same time, we provide them with services, counseling, so they understand that what they've done is wrong and help them from reoffending in the future.
Yes, well, I actually work for the Domestic Violence Intervention Program. What that entails is a psychoeducational program that teaches offenders that there's other ways other than violence to react to certain situations. And what we do is teach them different healthy alternatives to help them to deal with those situations in familial relationships.
In many ways throughout criminology and the criminal justice system, there's a bit of a buzzword. It's cognitive rearrangement, if you will, of their thinking patterns. What we have done in the last 4 or 5 years is throughout the country is to really focusing on the thinking process, the decision-making process. Now, to the listener, they may find that absurd because we've all been taught one way or another in terms of making the right decisions and thinking through a process. But many of our offenders simply do not, correct?
Right. I mean, what we try to do is teach them different things. I mean, violence is not the solution to everything. We teach them that you can walk away from certain situations and that you can handle situations in a healthy way. That way that you don't get yourself caught up in trouble.
But a lot of the people on the domestic violence caseload, which is mostly male, but there are some females, solve their problems by physically striking out.
They do. And not just physically, but emotionally, verbal. I mean, they can be prosecuted for threats in the District of Columbia.
Sure. But you get that person in the treatment process and what happens?
What happens at first is that a lot of people are very resistant to the change process because people don't want to change because this is the way they've been all their lives. So what we do is educate them in maybe they can think a different way. Therefore, they don't get involved in violence again, and they're not before the court one more time.
If you have a history, if you have a lifelong history, and a lot of the attitudes that we have in terms of beating up on our spouses, it didn't happen yesterday, it didn't happen last year, we're talking about from birth in some cases. You're brought up to believe that if the woman gets out of line, you can smack her. If in some cases there are women who are brought up to believe that if the male gets out of line, you can smack them. Changing a lifelong belief is not the easiest thing in the world.
Right, correct. I mean, that's a belief system that they've had all their lives. But what we try to do is challenge them and their belief system to get them to think a different way.
Okay, and you're thinking a different way how?
In a healthy way that...
It's a tough question. No, it really is a tough question. It is, if you have been brought up to believe that by a slap or by intimidation, physical intimidation, that solves the problem, how do you get the person to look beyond that and teaching him or her the skills that they won't rely upon physical violence or intimidation?
Okay. Well, what we do is make them realize that that's not healthy, that there are different options that can be taken for you to have a healthy way to handle your relationship.
Okay, and what are some of those healthy ways?
A healthy way is taking a time out and thinking about things, what we call is a red flag. And what that red flag is, anything that gets you upset, able to recognize before you become violent.
Walk away from the situation at times.
Yes.
Get out of the house. Go for a walk around the block.
Yes, and maybe take deep breaths. What we recommend is to walk away for an hour and then come back and possibly call to make sure that the person wants to talk to that.
Right. But I mean, that's tough to do. It's tough to retrain a person in terms of doing it that way when they've done it a different way throughout their lives.
Right. I mean, we're not saying that everyone's receptive. What we try to do is just put the information out there to educate them. It's up to them if they want to be receptive of that information.
Do you think it works? Do you think there are people who take a look at their own lives and said, no, there's really, you know, I don't want to continue using physical violence because all it's doing is destroying my marriage. All it's doing is upsetting the kids. Do they come to that realization?
Yeah, a lot of them do. I mean, at first, a lot of them are very resistant to the process because this is their belief system. This is how they've been their whole lives. But during the process, we've seen that there is change, and not everyone, but a lot of people do change. They change the way they see everything and how not to use violence in their relationship.
Right. And one of the things that we were talking about before we began the program was the sense of dealing with victims.
Yes. I mean, we are very much involved also with the victims. We're very much, myself, I'm a victim advocate. We have to keep in contact with the victim to make sure that they are safe.
Oh, and we work with them a lot in terms of making sure that they are safe, correct?
Yes. We provide them with information in the community, and we actually have a victim services coordinator for the agency, which helps a lot with the victim.
Okay. Alexander, thanks for being with us at our microphones today.
Thank you.